One will roll out of bounds at about the 10-yard line, and so that'll be a penalty on BG. Unitego will pick it up. Unitego's in the white tops, the black pants, the white helmets with the green trim here tonight. BG is in the navy blue tops, the white trim, the navy blue helmets, and the gray pants. So that gets you set to start the second half here between the Bobcats and the Spartans. So far, the Sidney and Walton game, as well as this game, timeline kind of matching up. So we'll do our best to keep you updated on both contests.
And that does not happen very much.
No. I mean, the fact that that was such a fast-moving first half up in Sidney shocks me, because when we do their games, you almost have to plan for an extra hour because they throw so much. It is just, the clock stops a lot. First and 10. Unitego with an inside handoff to Connor Griffin. Bulls his way up to the 40, and so good for about 5 yards. Again, Unitego starting this drive on their own 35.
Connor Griffin through the guard and tackle gap, gets about 5 yards on first down. We'll bring up second down and 5. The ball is spotted on about the 40-yard line.
So this will be a second down coming up here for the Unitego Spartans, with Noah Hotala, again, got hurt in week 2 against Sidney, and has come back with a vengeance here, his first game back since that injury. They'll hand off to Connor Griffin here. Good for about 3 or 4 yards. It's going to be a third and short coming up for Unitego, but back to Hotala. He's come back with a vengeance tonight and has just done a great job.
Yeah, a lot of heart in that kid, and I'll tell you, I mean, even the night that he got hurt, he did not want to come out of the game, and he ended up having to – they had to take his shoulder pads and helmet away from him,
yeah,
because he wanted to get back into the game.
He was still running up and down the sideline in a T-shirt and the rest of his uniform, hyping the guys up. And so he's a great senior leader to have. Third and 1 here for Unitego as they near midfield. They're on the 45. Hotala's in the shotgun. Here's the snap. They give it to Connor Griffin. Good for the first down. Flag on the play. No. Everything is clean. He's up to the 50. Move the chains for Unitego.
Yeah, nice little play right there. No flag on the play, and it gets the ball to about the 50-yard line, first and 10.
So it's BG 22, Unitego 16, 10:24 to go, third quarter, under the lights here in Bainbridge. Sidney has scored as Ryan Harris goes to David Gannon. Sidney leads 27-18, I am told now, with 10:10 to go in the third quarter. So another quick update there from Sidney. They now lead 27-18 as David Gannon gets into the end zone for the Warriors. And here is Unitego on a first and 10. They try to submarine it out to the right side. Really nowhere to go. Maybe a pickup of 1.
Yeah, I think the ball was dropped there. Number 77 came off the bottom of the pile for the Spartans with the ball. So, like I said, you always got to give those big guys in the front a lot of credit, because I'll tell you what, when they touch the ball, they don't let it go.
Ryan Harris to David Gannon for a 38-yard touchdown. And I'm hearing we'll have to get some confirmation that Walton didn't do something right on the kickoff, and that's how Sidney was able to scoop up that ball and score. So 9:25 to go, third quarter, 22-16 to score here. Unitego trying to tie this game back up. A little sweep here to Rose. Good for a first down. Went from the right wing back through the middle. He's brought down at the 40 by Evan Heiser. Move the chains again for the Spartans.
Rose on a little half sweep, and he cuts back to his left and gets the first down. The ball is in on the 40-yard line of the Bobcat.
So 9:10 to go, third quarter. Clock is moving. Unitego trying to take full advantage of getting the ball to start the second half as they go left to right. They're in BG territory at the 40 on a first and 10. So Unitego with the ball. Here is Hotala under center. Hotala with a little handoff to Caden Clow. Runs to the outside. Bounces his way forward for about 5 yards. Looked like he was only going to get 1 or 2, but just muscled his way to the 35 before he was brought down.
He runs with a lot of heart and determination, and I'll tell you what, he always ends up going forward. Very rarely do you see that boy on his back.
Damian Stafford, it looked like, got in there first for BG from his middle linebacker position to make the tackle. With 8:25 to go, third quarter. Clock is moving fast here in this third frame. Under the lights at BG tonight, the Bobcats leading the Spartans 22-16. Again, our Sidney update is that Sidney now leads Walton 27-18. And here is Unitego going back to Connor Griffin on a second and 5. He got plenty more than 5. Busts out for about 15, straight up the middle between the hashes to the 20 before he's brought down.
at Connor Griffin off the right tackle guard gap and just straight ahead running and got the first down yardage. And it's just about the 15.
Got the scoop on that Sydney play. Sydney kicked off. Walton didn't pick the ball up on the opening kickoff. Sydney swooped in, picked it up. That's why they got the ball. 7:50 to go in this third quarter. A first and 10 now for Unitigo. Moving the ball well. They'll pitch it back to Rose. Cuts through, leaps over a tackler before he's brought down by Terzo. Good for 5 yards on first and 10. He's brought down at the 15-yard line.
Yeah, real nice play right there. Terzo made a really good tackle in the hole and good yardage after the first part of contact, and it brings up second down and 3.
Derek Rose with the shifty running there. Gets Unitigo in good scoring territory. They're deep in BG range now as they're in the red zone. Here's Hotala in the shotgun. Connor Griffin lined up behind him. Caden Clouds split to the right. Derek Rose to the left. And they'll go back to Griffin. Again, he piles his way forward across the 5 before he is brought down there by Terzo. And this is going to be a 1st and 5, pretty much 1st and goal to go here for Unitigo.
Yeah, 1st and goal to go for the Spartans. And I'll tell you, Griffin is really running the ball hard tonight. And I'll tell you the other thing is, he is not a big guy. I mean, he's not real big, but he's really strong.
Yes. He had the lone touchdown last week against Fonda Fultonville. Again, a game that Unitigo just grinded it out, winning 8-0. That was last Saturday in the game we did here on CDO. 6:40 to go, third quarter. BG trying to hold on defense. Unitigo knocking on the door, and they'll run it up the middle. This is going to be Connor Griffin again. Needed 5, got about 3. 2nd and goal coming up for the Spartans.
3 yards gained on the first down, and it'll bring up 2nd down and goal to go from the 2.
Spartans trying to punch it in here on their first drive of the third quarter. So whatever they talked about at halftime, they've executed well and trying to put the icing on the cake here for this touchdown.
I wonder if Walton waited for the ball to go out of bounds, and it didn't. That's how they got the ball.
That's what it sounds like, and they said they were literally just kind of staring at it, waiting for it to go out, and Sydney was right there to swoop it up.
They said officials timeout. I guess the ball wasn't spotted properly.
Clock will start now, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Unitigo on a 2nd and goal. Connor Griffin in the backfield. Here's Hotala under center. Hotala to Griffin, punching it in, and the official signal is touchdown, Unitigo.
Connor Griffin finishes off the drive with a touchdown, and I'm glad they kept going to him because he really did carry the Unitigo Spartans on that drive.
Third touchdown of the night for Connor Griffin. We're tied up 22-22 with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Unitigo looking to retake the lead here on the two-point conversion as they look to break the huddle. So the senior, Noah Hotala, returning from injury in week 2, sat out weeks 3 and 4 against Green and Fonda Fultonville. And now he's trying to lead his team to victory tonight here against BG. Hotala has a low snap, has to scoop it up, driving his way forward. Going to be close, but I don't think he got in. No, he didn't. He made something out of nothing there. Couldn't quite get it, though, and we're tied up at 22.
Yeah, broken play. He did a very nice job just trying to get whatever he could, but he came up just a bit short.
BG and Unitigo knotted up at 22 with 5:50 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. We're tied up 22-22 between BG and Unitigo with 5:50 to go in the third quarter as Unitigo will now kick off after Connor Griffin scored his 3rd touchdown of the night for Unitigo. And so this will be fielded by BG. This is Hayden Burns, scoops it up. Ball comes out, but they'll say he was down by contact at about the 40-yard line.
Yeah, that official made a nice play right there. He just immediately pointed to the ground, letting the kids know that the ball was not a fumble. And BG will take over first and 10 at about the 39.
So 5:40 to go, third quarter. Again, our score here, 22-22. Walton now has an interception, I'm told, as they trail 27-18. So the Warriors from Walton trying to hang tough against Sydney. Here is Heiser, throws out into the flat for Terzo. It's incomplete, and he dives on it in case it was ruled a fumble. Either way, BG losing some yards on that one.
Yeah, no, that was a really nice play by Terzo. That's a boy knowing the rules of the game right there, because the pass could be considered a lateral, and that ball is live as soon as it hit the ground. So he wasn't sure, but he just did what he has been taught all along, just cover up that ball. Nice job by the Terzo kid.
5:15 to go, third quarter. 22 all the score here between the Spartans and the Bobcats. So a second and 17 here for BG. They look to run it up the middle. Gain of about 3 for Petrattoni, brought down on the play by Unitigo's Dane Stanton.
Very rare to see Petrattoni inside the guard and tackle. He's usually outside the end.
Yeah, that's strange to see.
Got a couple yards on the play. We'll bring up third down and 12.
So 22 all is the score. A third and long as BG's going right to left. They have it in their own territory at about the 38-yard line. Let's see if they decide to go to the air. They've had some success there tonight, including a 50-yard bomb from Heiser to Petrattoni in the second quarter. Heiser is flushed out of the pocket, forced to throw. It's incomplete. Good coverage there by Austin Gilbertson as he broke through, got Heiser up by the shoulder pad, and he really didn't have a chance to throw it.
Yeah, that was a real nice play by Heiser to get rid of the ball, because that would have been another sack and they would have been way back. So now it's fourth down. They don't lose anything on this play, but I do believe the Bobcats are going to punt with number 55.
Sydney did score a touchdown. It was called back, and then the INT came
after that. Wow.
So tough break there for the Warriors of Sydney, although Sydney leads Walton in the third quarter, 27-18. I'm told the flag was for an illegal substitution, so you don't see that every day either. 4:28 to go, third quarter. BG will have to punt it away here. We're tied up. Their first drive of the second half comes up empty and almost blocked here as Unitigo is going to play this one back, and BG will now down it at about the 43-yard line. The punter bobbled the ball and then was able to just get it off before it was almost blocked.
Yeah, I don't know how that ball didn't get blocked. I mean, there was probably 3 kids from Unitigo right there, but it didn't, and the Spartans will start this drive at about the 44.
Looked like that was Jason Ofelein punting. He did a nice job to scoop it up at the last second and get rid of it. I mean, any yards in that direction was better than a blocked punt.
Yep, absolutely.
So here's Unitigo with the ball back. We're tied up at 22 with 4:27 to go in this third quarter. And Unitigo will step to the line here as they will go left to right, starting on their own 42 as they near midfield. Otala will hand this one off. A little pitch to Derek Rose. Runs to the left side. Rose across the 45 to the 47. Good for about 6 yards on the carry on first and 10.
Yeah, real nice little play on first down by Rose. And he was brought down on the play by probably 3 different Bobcat tacklers. Brings up second down and 4.
4 minutes to go. Clock is running. Third quarter. Unitigo at midfield. They were trailing 22-16 at the half. Another Connor Griffin touchdown. Tied it up at 22 apiece. And now they have the ball here at midfield. And over on the sideline, we have Garrett Ives being helped by one of the trainers. He's up on the training table. As Unitigo hands off to Connor Griffin here on a second and 4, he's going to pick up about 3 yards as he's gang-tackled there by a host of Bobcats. Looks like Garrett Ives on the sideline here might be getting his ankle taped. They'll need him to get back in there. He's key on offense and defense.
Yeah, he's really good as a lead blocker for Terzo and Petrattoni.
3:20 to go in this fast-moving third quarter. Unitigo is just moving the ball and eating clock here, Tim.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they haven't seen him throw the ball in a while, so maybe we might get to see something here from Hutala throwing it a little quick out or something, might get it out on the edge quicker.
Hutala is under center. Connor Griffin in the backfield. Griffin will get the handoff, knocks his way forward. That should be good for a first down on third and 2. Looks like he picks up 3 or 4. Tim, I have to laugh. Unitigo wearing the white tops tonight. You know, everyone looks, you know, a little dirty, but pretty clean. Connor Griffin is a nice shade of brown, I would say, in the backfield for Unitigo.
And it's not his back, folks. It's the front part of his jersey because he doesn't get pushed backwards. He goes forward on every carry.
I don't know if the school has to wash those or his poor mother, but somebody has their work cut out for him after this here tonight. With 2.5 to go in this third quarter, we're tied up at 22. Griffin is doing the work of a man in the backfield. Here is Hotala under center. Waits for the snap. Will pitch this one. Running up the middle across the 40. Let's see who the ball carrier is here coming off the bottom of the pile. Looked like somebody new there for Unitigo. Looked like David Fletcher got the carry there.
David Fletcher running the play that Rose usually runs. So substitution by Coach Microni and a good gain on first down brings up second down and 3.
Clock continues to move down to a minute 55 to go in this third quarter. We're tied at 22. Unitigo is in BG territory at the 40 on a second and 3 to go coming up. Hotala is under center. Clow is split out to the right. Griffin in the backfield. And it's going to be a little handoff to Griffin up the center. That should be good for a first down with a minute and a half to go in the third. Flag on the play well after the whistle.
Yeah.
Let's see who this one is.
That's not a good sign.
And so the officials get in together again. That was a hard play. You didn't know if it was Hotala who had it. You didn't know if it was David Fletcher who had it or Connor Griffin. I'm not sure who this is going to be on here, Tim.
Yeah, this is...
waiting for the signal.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Against Unitigo.
Wow.
So drop them back.
Yep. Take away the first down.
So that's a tough one. That's going to back them up 15 yards to midfield at the 49. You know, not sure what happened. There was a dog pile there at the, you know, at the end of that play. It could have been anything. Somebody said something, a little extra shot. We don't know. We don't get a great view of that, and obviously no replay. So either way, the official saw it. Somebody got busted, and they're back to midfield.
Coach Microni wants an explanation, probably wants to know what was said, and if it was something that was said, who said it?
Yep, who said it? Might be some extra laps involved at practice on Monday. Minute and a half to go, third quarter, 22-22, the score between BG and Unitigo here tonight in Bainbridge. Our last score update was Sydney 27, Walton 18, in a back-and-forth affair there in the Battle of the Warriors.
Yeah, now we're not quite understanding this because they moved the chains.
Oh, interesting.
Because they're at...
Yeah, this is... they're basically saying
now... Maybe it was way after the play.
Coach Lormer is not pleased with this either. He's trying to get a word in with the officials. He's saying, why were the chains moved back? Because now it basically is a first and 10 at midfield.
They didn't lose the first down. Right now, the way it's positioned.
Sure, they just lost field position.
Right.
But they just
lost the field position, that's all.
So Coach Lormer wants an explanation. It appears that he got it. I don't know if he's pleased with it or not. But the chains are staying there, so I'm not exactly sure on that one. There had to be some other thing.
Yeah,
in.
I don't think I've...
That could be. Getting some theories thrown around in the press box here. We'll talk about that in a second. With a minute 5 to go here in this third quarter, they'll go to Caden Clow. Left side to the 45, to the 40. Clow still on his feet to the 35 before he's ripped down.
Clow off the left end. Made two people miss at the point of attack and got the first down for the Spartans.
So, Tim, one of the explanations we had up here was they got the first down, and since it was after the first down...
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to... because to me, that makes no sense. I mean, you have a penalty whether you get first down or not.
I don't, yeah.
You keep the first down. I've never heard that. So.
That one is interesting. Quick update is that Sydney now leads 34-18 with 35 seconds to go. Here in this third quarter, it's 22-22, a little sweep to the outside for Unitigo on a second down. And a first down and 10. Nowhere to go there for Clow.
Good play by the defensive end of the Bobcats on that play. Tommy Palmateer would not be denied.
15 seconds left here, third quarter. We'll see if Unitigo wants to get this play off. I don't think they do, so that's going to do it for the end of the third quarter with Unitigo marching again. We're tied up 22-22, Fourth quarter coming up between the Spartans and the Bobcats. Don't turn that dial, folks. We'll be right back on WCDO.
DTC is excited to announce that fiber optic services will soon be available in your area. With DTC's dedicated fiber service to your home, we'll be able to provide you with high-speed internet, digital TV, reliable phone service, and home security and monitoring applications. DTC has been serving our communities for 120 years, and we look forward to becoming a part of yours. For more information on our service, visit DelHightel.com or call 607-746-1500. DTC is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Start of the fourth quarter here in Bainbridge. It's BG 22, Unitego 22. Sydney, we're told, now leads Walton 34-18. I'm hearing that David Gannon with a touchdown run for the Warriors. A second and 10 now for the Spartans as we switch ends of the field to start the fourth quarter. And a run from right to left here for Connor Griffin will be good for about 5 yards down to the 30-yard line.
That'll bring up third down and a long 4 yards for the first down at the 30.
And so Unitego marching deep into Bobcats territory here early in the fourth quarter in this tie ball game. Can the Spartans take the lead? Spartans come in with a record of 2-2, BG 3-1. Here is Hotala under center on a 3rd and 4. They'll pitch it to Caden Clough. Cuts back to the left side. Clough gets tackled short of the first down. Great play there. Coming up to make the tackle was Gabe Sherman.
Gabe Sherman left his cornerback spot and put a lick on the running back and kept him short of the first down. It's 4th and 2.
So a 4th and 2 for Unitego. This is a big, big play here. If Unitego could move the sticks, they'd be in great scoring position. If you're BG, you might turn the momentum back your way if you could get a stop here early in the fourth. Tie ball game with 10:40 to go. Tied up at 22-22. So here's Hotala. Griffin is in the backfield. Rose is to the left. Clough is to the right. They'll go to Griffin. He punches the pile forward on a 4th and 2, and I think he got it. It's going to be pretty close. Down to about the 25-yard line. We haven't seen the official signal yet.
Now. Yes. There they go.
Yep. So they're going to move them. So on a 4th and 2, Unitego gets the job done. Again, just hard nose running by Connor Griffin.
Yeah, he's doing a fantastic job tonight inside the tackles. I mean, he's just been the man for the Spartans all night long.
22-22 as we come up on 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Again, our Sydney and Walton update is Sydney 34, Walton 18. So Sydney just kind of slowly pulling away there against the Walton Warriors. Here is Hotala. Hands off to Connor Griffin. Finds a hole across the 25 to the 20. Still on his feet. Keeps those knees moving high. Down to the 15 before he's tackled by about 15 BG Bobcats.
Yeah, there was quite a few people there.
Well, Unitego was in there too trying to push.
There'd be a penalty.
Well, it was just a mass of everybody. So
it was. It was both teams. I mean, it was like crazy. It looked like a rugby scrum.
It really did. It's a great way to describe that one.
Especially with, in honor of Coach Keller doing the game with you last week.
Coach Keller last Saturday, glad to have him. I hope he entertained everybody with some funny sayings of his. We had a good time. We missed you, Tim, but it was good to have him.
Yeah, I had to go wish my daughter happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday to her. 22?
22.
Wow. Second and 2 here with 9:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Hand off up the middle for Unitego. No, it's Hotel on a quarterback keeper to the outside. He's brought down by Terzo. But it's good to move the sticks again. First down for Unitego, and they're down to about the 12-yard line.
What a great play right there.
Fooled
just
me.
Absolutely great fake by the running back, Griffin, and then two guys from BG thought he had the ball. They tackled him, and around the end on the right side, Hutala took the ball for a first down carry.
9 minutes to go, fourth quarter. We're tied up 22-22. Unitigo is marching. Hutala, the senior quarterback, under center. Looks like we're going to have an official timeout here.
Got a couple of these tonight.
And I'm not sure if it's just where the ball is spotted or what exactly it is.
I think they're tired.
Yeah, need that extra little break. Things are set now.
Everybody moved on that one.
First and 10, and there come the yellow flags. And BG is clapping, saying this one is going to be against Unitigo.
I would have to say so, but we'll see.
So, again, tied up game here between BG and Unitigo under the lights in Bainbridge. False start against Unitigo.
The whole left side of the line, folks, moved before the snap. The whole left side.
And you know, it's been pretty clean tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't seen a ton of penalties. Unitigo has kicked themselves a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's been a pretty cleanly played game. 8.5 to go, fourth quarter, tied up 22 apiece between
chewing
the Spartans and the Bobcats.
In this drive, I'll tell you.
Unitigo, I think, has done a great job of chewing the clock in the whole second half. BG hasn't had many opportunities. Ball on the ground. Hutala lost it. Nice job by Caden Cloud to fall on it. Unitigo holds on to the possession.
Cloud, good paying it, or with great reaction to fall on that ball right there, or otherwise that would have been BG's ball right there, and that would have been a huge momentum killer.
Unitigo moving in the wrong direction here. This is going to be a second and 20 with 7:55 to go, fourth quarter. Again, tied up 22 in a key division game here. Both these teams are still in the playoff hunt. And, you know, BG 3-1, Unitigo 2-2, trying to keep that momentum. Here is Hutala on a second and 20. Drops back, tries to hold on to it himself. Play breaks down, and he is sacked. Maybe a gain of one as he tried to turn the corner, but a nice job there by Dan Warner to bring him down for BG.
Dan Warner, the left end, just did not move. He held his ground, did not let the running back get outside, and finished off the play, and now it's third down and 25.
Yeah, so this is a big one here for Unitigo with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, going to be a third and 25. So Unitigo did a great job, moved the ball right down the field, and the drive is kind of stalled when they got inside the 30. 6:50 to go. Here's Hutala. Drops back, wants to throw. He's got time. Good protection. Throws across the middle. Complete. But a little short of the first down to Jacob Marshall. He's inside the 10 to about the 7. What a play.
Real nice throw and catch right there. Big, big chunk of yardage picked up. We'll bring up fourth down in about 7.
Boy, Hutala just threw a bullet, and Marshall was right there to haul it in. 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. Again, tied up 22-22, a fourth and 3 coming up for the Spartans. So here we go. This is a big-time play. Can BG, can the defense hold on? Here's Hutala under center, barking out the signals. Ball is on the BG 7-yard line. Hutala wants to throw. Goes for the end zone. Pass is complete for a touchdown to Jacob Marshall. On fourth down, Unitigo punches it in.
Jacob Marshall just ran off his end spot and just ran right down the middle of the field. Nobody paid attention to him, and he ran up and got the ball. Touchdown for Spartans.
6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and it's Unitigo 28 and BG 22. Wow, what a throw and what a gutsy call. You would think Unitigo would just want to run there. They go to the air, and Jacob Marshall makes the touchdown catch.
Yeah, it looked to me like they were going, BG loaded up the box, you know, expecting them to run the ball, but surprised by Coach Mike Crony and the coaching staff of the Spartans over there. Here's the pass play.
And so going for two, here's Hutala under center. And he's got Griffin as well as Rose. Rose runs to the outside, cuts it back in. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Rose, good for the two-point conversion. And it's Unitigo 30, BG 22 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 30-22 is the score here as Unitigo takes the lead on a touchdown run, or a touchdown catch, I should say, from Jacob Marshall. And our score up in Sydney, I'm told, is 34-18. Actually, I've just been told a fan might have actually ran on the field and Walton got a penalty for it.
Oh, no.
So somebody was not happy about something, ran on the field, and Walton receives a penalty for that. But the score is still 34-18, Sydney on top. Here's Alan Turzo on a return for BG, will not be denied, works his way all the way out to the 48-yard line, one of the smallest guys on the field, and would not go down.
And if he, if the young man that made the tackle, I'm not sure what his number was for Unitigo, Turzo might still be running.
Turzo, if you give him any open space, he's going to take off, and a great run back, and if that doesn't give BG some momentum, I don't know if anything will. They haven't scored here in the second half. They have 5:55 to try to tie this game up. They'll hand off to Garrett Ives, who had his ankle taped a few minutes ago, picks up one or two on the play before he is brought down by Connor Griffin right at midfield.
Yeah, the ball will be spotted just on the Unitigo side of the 50, and it'll be second down and eight.
Clock continuing to run, so BG's going to have to keep an eye on that with 5.5 to go. It's Unitigo 30, Bainbridge-Guilford 22, and what has been a fantastic game here tonight in Bainbridge. Back and forth all night. Glad we've been here for it. Sydney and Walton has been a good one as well, with Sydney leading 34-18. Hand off to Turzo here on 2nd and 10. Turns the corner to the 45, to the 40. There he goes, breaks it to the 25, to the 20. Turzo searching for the end zone. Touchdown, BG, with 5:05 to go.
Turzo with a jet bike run down the right-hand side, right next to his teammates. They ran down the sideline with him as far as they could, but Turzo took it into the end zone for 6 points.
5:08 to go in the fourth. A heck of a run by Alan Turzo, the senior. 5'7", 145 pounds, and it was like he got shot out of a cannon down that right wing side.
Once he made that guy miss on the corner, he just turned on the jets and outran the defense.
So now the all-important two-point conversion. It's 30-28 here. BG will go for two. Let's see how they line up. Petrotoni is in the backfield. He's in motion. They'll hand it off to him. Cuts back to the inside. Petrotoni is short. Collapsing down on him was Owen Reed for Unitigo, as well as Jack Andrews. Huge play. Unitigo leads 30-28 with 5:08 to go. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney, with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitigo clinging to a 30-28 lead. Alan Turzo with a big-time touchdown run, but Tim, the two-point conversion just comes up short.
Yeah, they ran the little quick pitch to Petrotoni, and he turned it inside, and there was too many people there.
And BG going for a little onside kick, but it's fielded here. by Unitego at their own 45-yard line. Good job by David Fletcher to hold on to that one.
Yeah, David Fletcher made a nice recovery right there and did the right thing, just kneeled down and didn't try to make a big return out of it.
So now if you're Unitego, you've done a great job of chewing this clock here, Tim. Let's see what you can do in the last 5 minutes.
I'm going to tell you what I would do, Mr. Griffin time.
Yeah.
I would give him the ball and just give him the ball and give him the ball. And then every now and then just have Hootel hang on to it and go around the end. But I wouldn't put it in the air.
5:08 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego lining up. They're going to go to Rose. He splits back from right to left and is tripped up at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
Yeah, he actually hit a spot in the field where it is a little muddy and slipped, and he did get no gain, so it'll bring up second down and 10.
34-18, still the score. Sydney leading Walton. I'm told Dylan Jacob has not been in the last couple of plays. The Walton great athlete and quarterback, so still 34-18. Sydney on top of Walton in the fourth quarter up in Sydney. So that game has kind of got a little space to it here, whereas it's a two-point game here with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitego leads 30-28. Here's Hotala in the shotgun, standing on his own 40. Hands it off to Connor Griffin. Moves the pile to midfield, across the 50, into BG territory at the 48, and the clock continues to tick.
Griffin right up the center guard gap on the right-hand side, just carried a couple tacklers with him, going forward at the end. Gets about 7 yards, will bring up third down and 3.
This is going to be very important going forward. We have another official timeout here. I was just going to say both teams have to be very careful with their timeouts going forward.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And right now they both have all three of their timeouts for this last 4 minutes. So we could have an interesting 4 minutes of football.
Clock moves down to 3:55 to go. Unitego taking their time out of the huddle up to the line. BG needs a stop, and they need to get it now. This is a 3rd and 3 for Unitego right at midfield. Hotala is in the shotgun, waiting for the snap here. Maybe seeing if they could draw BG off. Unitego will give it to Connor Griffin across the 45 to the 44. Good for a first down. And Connor Griffin has just gotten it done all night here.
Yes, he certainly has. I'll tell you what, I mean, this kid has done everything for the Spartans tonight. He's put the ball in the end zone, and he's also got the tough yards on many, many plays.
6'1", 208 pounds, that's what he's listed at, a senior, and he's doing a great job.
All right, you read that from the stat sheet. I'm just going to say he does not look that big.
No, I would, you know, those numbers sometimes a little fabricated from time to time.
They're padded. They have to be.
We're down to 3:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. No matter what size he has done a great job tonight. Unitego leads 30-28. They go right back to Griffin again. Lost the ball. No, it's still with Hotala. He's across the 35 to the 34 before he's brought down. Another first down for Unitego. Totally fooled me. Thought the ball was on the ground for a second. All of a sudden, Hotala came out of the hole. Good for a first down.
I'll tell you, I think that was by design, actually, because Hotala just didn't give Griffin the ball, but Griffin stopped like he dropped it.
Yeah.
And looked back, and Hotel was running down the field, tried to get a little tricky on that play.
If it was a design, I like it because it was very, very convincing.
It got you.
He was diving for that ball. I'm thinking, holy cow, what a play. Instead, Hotel's got it. He's running down the right side. 2.5 to go, fourth quarter. Unitego on a 1st and 10. They run to the outside here with Rose. And he comes off the bottom of the pile, good for about 5 yards.
A little quick toss to Rose going around the right side. Gets about 4 yards. Will bring up 2nd down and 6.
Clock moves down to 2:15 to go. Neither team has used a timeout here. 2nd down and 6 coming up for Unitego. They bring the play in from the side.
And Unitego is not going to rush it. They're going to take that play clock down as low as they can before they snap the ball.
1:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitego leads 30-28. Crunch time here as Unitego is deep in BG territory at the 30-yard line going right to left. Snap is low. Hotala has to fall on it. And he's able to recover at the 35.
We almost had a real big flag right there. That was really close. There's our first timeout.
Timeout is taken. Now, which side took it there? Looked like
BG.
Unitego.
I think BG took it.
Well, let's see what comes up on the board here.
They haven't pointed yet, but
Yeah. Bainbridge will take the timeout. So a minute 40 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here. 30-28 to score. Unitigo on top of Bainbridge Guilford. Last score check up in Sydney was 34-18, which sounds like it's been an entertaining game up at Alumni Field.
Yeah, second half. I mean, to have it start off like that, what we heard was the kickoff was not fielded by the Walton Warriors, and the Sydney guys covered it and scored.
From what we've heard, Walton's made a couple mistakes tonight that if they don't make those mistakes, you know, you're right in that game, and you can't afford to make too many against Sydney.
And they've made had mistakes made by their fans, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that could have been a big play.
If someone ran out on the field, which is what we were told, and a flag was levied against Walton, that hurts. That really hurts. Minute 40 to go, fourth quarter. 30-28 is the score. Unitigo with a 3rd and 12 after that fumble. They are at the BG 37-yard line. They're going to hand it off to Connor Griffin. Up the middle he goes. Good for a first down. He's going to be very close. He's at the 25, dragging some tacklers forward. And we'll see where the spot is here. Clock is moving down to a minute 25 to go. They're going to say it's going to be a 4th and inches here, I would say, Tim.
Yeah, I think it is going to be really close. But I do believe, I mean, that I saw Coach Lorimer give the timeout sign with about 30 seconds left, and it's now at 18. So I don't know if the referee didn't see him or what happened there, but they definitely ran more time off the clock than I think Coach Lorimer wanted.
A minute 18 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's the scene, 30-28. It is Unitigo on top of BG. We're just getting word that Sydney now leads 41-18 up in that ball game. Ryan Harris to Colby Finch for the Sydney touchdown there. So there's your Sydney update, 41-18. With a minute 18 to go in the fourth quarter, kind of reminds me of Sydney and Unitigo a few weeks ago. Close at the half, Sydney pulls away in the second. That's kind of been their M.O. in some of the games where it's been tight.
Yeah, it's so hard to stay with them. I mean, there's just so many weapons on the field that Harris has. I mean, his wideouts, Finch and Matthews and Mosier.
Yeah.
And
Bedine.
Then you've got Bedine, and then now you throw in the running back, Gannon.
Kiffer.
Yep. And the defense is doing really good. The offensive line is on top of their game right now. Sydney's a good team.
They have said that Walton is running at will tonight, but Sydney must have found a way to shut that down. Back here in Bainbridge, it's Unitigo leading 30-28 with a minute 18 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Hotala on a 4th and 1, trying to punch the pile forward. Did they get it? Let's see what the signal is here from the officials. 5 seconds go off the clock, so a minute 13 to go here on this 4th and 1. It's going to be very close, and there's just everybody's coming off the bottom of that pile. Let's see.
Yeah, the spot's going to be the big determining factor here. Looks like they're going to call them out.
Boy.
So we're going to have a measurement.
So we'll have the chain gang come out here, and we'll see exactly if Unitigo will hold on to...
Which, if they weren't going to do that, I'm sure Coach Lorimer would ask for it.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know? It'd be crazy not to.
It'll either be BG ball or maybe Unitigo will get it. Yes, I would say just by the nose of the ball, Unitigo has it, and that puts them in the driver's seat here with a minute 13 to go. Fourth quarter, they lead by 2. They're deep in BG territory at about the 23-yard line.
Yeah, they get a fresh set of downs, and Coach Lorimer has used 2 of his timeouts already, so it's going to be tough for the Bobcats to get the ball back without a turnover.
Unitigo getting the play from the sideline. Clock is moving. It hits a minute to go. Unitigo is going to take their sweet time here, as they are allowed to do. And they'll work it up to the line now. 50 seconds to go. They lead 30-28. Again, it's a 1st and 10. So they can continue to chew this clock. And they're going to hand it off to Connor Griffin. He bounces to the outside, moving the pile forward for about 6 or 7 yards on that right wing side.
Yeah, real nice play right there. And you know, that's what we're going to see more and more and more and more.
29 seconds to go here in this contest. And again, oh, here we go, Tim. 41-18, Sydney leads. Still 10 and a half minutes left in that ball game.
Okay, so see, they made up for it. So you know what that means? their halftime was 40 minutes long.
Yeah, gee. Oh, boy. So this second half did move. Credit to Unitigo. They chewed some clock.
Yeah, I mean, the third quarter, they had the ball, I'm going to say, probably 8 minutes.
You know, yeah, I would say
I'm
so.
I'm going to say like eight, 9 minutes they had the ball.
So 30-28 the score here. Can BG maybe find some way to force a turnover, maybe get the ball back? It's not looking good for the Bobcats as Unitigo comes out of that timeout. They're in the driver's seat. It's a 2nd and 4 with 29 seconds to go. We've seen crazy endings before, though.
Yeah, I think they'd be taking a knee.
You never want to count this out, but it does look like the victory formation here for Unitigo. Nope, they're going to hand it off. Connor Griffin is going to run the pile forward. Good for a first down. He is down to about the 10-yard line here with 22 seconds to go.
Yeah, once that ball is marked, they don't even have to snap.
And so ball is set. Clock will start with 22 seconds. Unitigo looking to improve to 3-2. This would be a big win on the road. Clock moves down to 15 seconds, and they can just chew it off here. Unitigo comes in. They were down 22-16 at the half, and it looks like they're going to come away with a 30-28 victory here tonight. Coach McCroney and the Spartans get it done.
Yes, they did. They did a really good job. And like you said before, Nate, they had the ball for the majority of the second half. I mean, they just kept giving the ball to Connor Griffin and Hutala and Rose, and they just did what they can do to keep the clock moving and got them the points in the victory.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for the postgame show. We'll give out our three awards. We'll break this one down. Unitigo defeats Bainbridge-Guilford here in Bainbridge tonight, 30-28. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Nobody sells mattresses for less. That's right. At the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, you will find mattresses in all sizes and styles by some of the top makers in the industry, including Simmons Beautyrest, Heritage Sleep, and others, all at the best prices around. Save on pillow top, firm, plush, memory foam, latex, and more, including two-sided styles. Yes, mattresses you can flip are still available. Stop in and check them out. With the catalog outlet's large selection, you're sure to find just the right mattress to put you in your comfort zone. Transform your bedroom into a master retreat and increase your comfort by placing your new mattress on an adjustable power bed. The catalog outlet has an adjustable power bed to fit anyone's budget. Stop in today and experience zero gravity and save, save, save. The catalog outlet's three locations are open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Bainbridge. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you as Unitigo hangs on for a 2-point victory in a great game. Kudos to both teams. 30-28 our final score here tonight, and we'll get you set for the post-game show. Our last score update from Sydney was 41-18, Sydney on top of Walton. Still about 8 or 9 minutes left in that game, Tim.
Yeah, it looked like the Warriors just wore them down, you know, and finally got the offense going, and a couple of, plays that probably the Walton Warriors shouldn't have made, and gave the Sydney Warriors the opportunity to get ahead.
Battle of the Warriors tonight. So here we go. Let's do our scoring summary all the way back to the first quarter. BG got the opening kick, and they took it down the field. Nick Petrottoni with a four-yard touchdown run that gave BG an early 6-0 lead. Then it was Unitigo answering back. Connor Griffin, a five-yard TD run, and Unitigo led 8-6. BG answered back on their second drive as Hayden Burns caught a pass from Evan Heiser. 10-yard touchdown, made it 14-8 at the end of the first quarter. BG was on top. Unitigo would get the ball back on their second drive. Another Connor Griffin touchdown in the second quarter. A one-yard TD run. Two-point conversion was good. Unitigo led 16-14. BG answered right back with Nick Petrottoni on probably the nicest play of the night. A pass from Evan Heiser, caught it in stride. A 50-yard touchdown. Two-point conversion was good. And at the half, BG led 22-16. On to the third quarter, Unitigo chewed a lot of time off the clock in the third. They ended a drive with Connor Griffin, their first drive of the second half, a one-yard TD run to tie it up at 22-22. In the fourth quarter, Unitigo took the lead. They went for it on fourth down, and Jacob Marshall caught a pass from Noah Hatala. Two-point conversion with Derek Rose was good to make it 30-22. BG answered with Alan Terzo, a 45-yard touchdown run, which was a beauty, but the two-point conversion failed, giving us our final score of 30-28. Back and forth all night here.
Yeah, definitely. It was quite a game. I mean, you know, every time that Bainbridge did something, Unitigo topped it, or vice versa. And, I mean, it was just really exciting. I really am amazed at, you know, how the people here were just into this game, how you could not be into this game. If you were watching this game and you were at this, or if you were at this game and you weren't paying attention, you missed a dandy.
Yeah, this was a great game here tonight between the Spartans and the Bobcats. Let's get into our three awards here. First off will be our offense award, then we'll have defense and all-purpose. First off is the Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support local high school sports. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. I'd like to give this to Connor Griffin tonight from Unitigo. Three touchdown runs, was just the workhorse, carried the load, did a great job for the Spartans.
Absolutely. He was the man. I mean, even when they got to the point where they just were trying to run the clock out, you just give that guy the ball. I mean, he's going forward all the time.
Next up is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store of over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, for every room, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. I thought a good candidate tonight would be Nick Petrottoni. He had that big interception for BG, also found the end zone two times, and was in on a lot of big tackles, so I thought because of the INT, he could get our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award tonight.
Yeah, Nick did a really nice job, and I'll tell you, you cannot play defense any better than he had on that interception. I mean, he had perfect position. INT for Nick Petrottoni in the Defense Award.
Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney. Proud to support youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I would like to give this to Noah Hatala tonight. Unitigo quarterback, did a little bit of everything, and boy, that offense just looked like it was humming again with him in there as the QB, as the captain. The guy seemed to rally around him. I thought he was a great choice for the All-Purpose Award.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that, Nate. I mean, they look like a totally different team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he's in there, they have confidence. They run the ball very, very effectively. Their offensive linemen seem to block better for them with him in there. I don't know if he just is that much of a leader. Obviously, he is. But I'll tell you what, that kid is all heart and determination, and I think he's well-deserving of the award, and the rest of the league, beware.
Yeah.
Spartans are back.
Spartans are back, got their quarterback healthy, and things are looking good. We'll have Unitigo next Friday when they host Walton, so that's going to be a heck of a game next Friday. And I believe, let me double-check it here, I believe that it's DH and BG next weekend, as I'm just going to pull that up here to get a quick look, as it is Unitigo at home against Walton next Friday night. So that's the game that we will have right here on WCDO. Sydney next week is at Helderberg Valley. That's their That's their weird non-league game. That's up in the Albany area. It's a combination of three different schools around Duanesburg area.
Okay.
So that's what Sydney has coming next week. BG, let's see if I can get over to their page here. Yes, DH will be here at BG next Friday. So
okay.
That'll be a big one. DH is at Delhi tomorrow and then at BG here next Friday. So that's a look at what is going on. And we have one more score update from Sydney before we sign off. 48-18 now. So what was a two-point game at halftime? Walton hasn't scored in the second half, and Sydney makes it 48-18. So
some really good defensive adjustments, I'm sure, by Coach Matthews at halftime that shut down the Walton Warriors.
Yeah, so a big-time victory here tonight for Unitego. It looks like Sydney might be on their way to a victory over Walton. That was a very tight game, but, you know, I think Walton's showing, hey, we're for real, and you know, we can hang with Sydney, and it makes the rest of the division really, really interesting.
I think this second-place team is going to be really fun towards the end. I mean, because like you said before, I think you said somebody plays each other the very last night, and I can't remember who it was. Who were we talking about?
Green Tioga.
On
the other side of the division.
Right.
They play the last week, which is going to be huge. And then if you look on this side, you have Unitego, BG, DH, and Walton. Seems like it's going to be a shootout at the OK Corral for second place here. So
yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, and folks will be there to cover it.
So I'm told that the last touchdown for Sydney was, again, Harris to Leah Matthews, about 70-ish yards. Extra point by Mikey Mazzarella was good, 48-18. So, wow, Sydney pulls away in the second half.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's just amazing because Ryan Harris has done a fantastic job. I mean, absolutely amazing to come in and do what he's done after not playing for a whole year, just to come back in and get back into the swing of things, and makes it look like he hasn't missed a game.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm impressed.
I mean, he's really done a very, very good job.
I'm impressed with him after taking a year off, played soccer last year, and you know, picked it right back up when Darren Smith made the move to Arizona. So that's going to be our final score again tonight. Unitego 30, BG 28, a whale of a game. Hope you enjoyed it here, folks. Next Friday we'll be at Unitego when they host the Walton Warriors. That's set to be a good one. And for all your final scores tonight, make sure you check out WCDOsports.com or my Twitter page, which is right there on the right-hand side. And that'll be great to get you all your final scores here tonight. Big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in the CDO studios. Tim, we'll see you next week for sure. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, definitely. Get to watch the Warriors and the Spartans in Unitego.
Should be fun. You can listen back to this game anytime at WCDOsports.com. Our game audio archive is brought to you by SFCU. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night. We'll see you next Friday on WCDO.